First thing we want is security. If security is good, for sure people will implement their plans confidently. Second thing which really it's affecting is the salaries. If government could give that little to us every month, that will be good, because we have children who wants to eat, who wants to go to hospital, who wants to go to school, and these days schools are expensive.
I think if government can fulfill the remaining unfulfilled chapters in agreement, this revitalized agreement, I think it will help. These forces has to be unified, because currently in South Sudan, if you see around the city, the main moving soldiers around are all one tribe.
I have an expectation from our current government. What I want first our government to do is to strengthen the security. And when there is good security in place, a lot of things may change automatically.
The government to do something is better when he bring a total peace in South Sudan. This is one. Secondly, if you see around all of us in this country, especially in South Sudan, people are yearning of peace. People are really facing difficulties. People are facing difficulties. Churches, people are dying, suffering from the famine, suffering from the hunger, suffering from the... Even some robbers are coming in the night, taking them, killing them. This is why, I need the government to change this attitude of theirs. Because all these things are happening from them, particularly the soldiers who are not given the money.
The first thing is government should look at the issue of the pending GBV cases. GBV cases, cases of rape, sexual abuse that are still sleeping at the GBV court, and accountability has not happened. The judges are not turning up. Cases are postponed every day. Hakuma should look at that as a priority command. And also the issue of land grabbing has become too much. That would be my final thing.
From my side, if there are things that the government of South Sudan should do, 2021 has been a bad year for civil society organizations. There has been closure of a civic space. You know, activists are not allowed to speak their minds, which for me is a very bad thing, because freedom of speech is important. Freedom of speech is the basis for democracy, and democracy is the bedrock for development in any country.
As a citizen in this country and as a woman, I expect the government to implement the 35% affirmative action the agreement gives to women, so that we will have our voice in every decision that the government will make to ensure that women are treated equally and given fair responsibility in the development of this country.
I'm a citizen of South Sudan. I'm so much concerned about issues of SGBV that is going on in South Sudan. And then this is being faced by so many young women, and at the same time even women in our community, in different communities in South Sudan. And these are things that need to be addressed by the government. And if we had law in place, I am very sure perpetrators will be brought to book, and these rampant issues of SGBVs will really come to an end. Saying this is the issue of the anti-GBV bill is still seated at the parliament. It is not being passed, and this could be really a very important law that will hold the public responsible. So I really urge the government to enact the anti-GBV bill, which is still seated at the parliament. Issue of the Child Act, which is even not very clear. When we look at our constitution, we say that a girl can be married off at the age of marriageable age, of which it is not mentioned. And it's very important to mention that, because we have seen a lot of young girls not going to school, they ended up getting married not at the rightful age.